Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
It's Fairsy for Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. Now, as you know, I speak to a number of local experts in my show, and we are focusing on real estate today. So if you're buying or selling, have a listen very closely to what my next guest talks about. Tanya Clark from Roberts Real Estate. Tanya, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Fairsy. Thanks for having me.
No, great to see you. Now, firstly, tell us, how long have you been in the real estate industry?
Just over a decade now. I think I'm in my 12th year.
Okay, so you're very experienced, obviously. What led you into that industry?
I did have previous careers in the Navy and in the police and also in hospitality. I wanted to get into a career where I was dealing with people and having variety in my day. And I find real estate definitely ticks those boxes for me.
I've heard it's a seller's market in Launceston. Is it? And why is it now a good time to sell?
Definitely is a seller's market. There's a lot of buzz going around in the industry at the moment. Look, it's about supply and demand, I guess, Fairsy. There's not a lot of houses out there for sale, but there are a lot of buyers out there looking. And they aren't just coming from within Tasmania, they're coming from interstate as well. I guess Launceston has a lot of focus on it at the moment.
Yes.
Great food and culture and a growth industry, strong economic side of things as well. So that certainly gives confidence in the market.
If I was going to sell my house, what advice would you give me to help get the best price?
One of the things I would definitely suggest is that you do get an agent round before you go to market, just to give you some tips and advice on your property. There are four P's that sell a property and get you the best price in real estate, as we say: price, promotion, position and presentation. Now, street appeal is important, but you don't also want to overcapitalise in this market by overspending on doing things that may be a little bit unnecessary, given how strong the buyers are out there at the moment.
Now, many first home buyers around tell me that they're missing out on properties. House is selling under multiple offer. Can you explain how multiple competing offers work and the best advice you can give a buyer in that situation?
The way a multiple offer works is that once an agent gets one offer on the property, and they might be negotiating that offer with the owner of the property at the time, if another offer then comes in, what we do is we call it then a competing offer or multiple offer situation. There's a form that we usually get the buyers to sign, acknowledging the fact that they're going into that situation. What the first offer buyer will be able to do is to revise their offer.
Okay.
However, anyone else that's coming into play in a multiple offer situation, they should be told a cut-off date of when those offers are going to be presented. I personally tell buyers in that situation, you put down your best price and conditions that you're willing to lose the property at. In other words, when presented, you don't buy it, you're not successful, you're not kicking yourself thinking, oh, actually I would have spent another $5,000 or $1,000 on it.
And what about tips you can give buyers looking in this market?
It's really good to be prepared financially. So I would say before you start looking around and starting to put offers in on a property, it's a no-brainer to make sure that you've spoken to your bank or a mortgage broker so you know your exact budget. And that also includes stamp duty, because people do forget about that.
Yeah.
So you've really got to keep that in mind in your budget. So that way, when you're going to buy a house, you know exactly what you can spend. And therefore, if you find yourself in a multiple offer situation, for example, you know the maximum that you could offer that will be approved by the bank. If you're someone, and this is quite common, and this is what I'm finding is causing the supply-demand effect, there are homeowners out there that want to sell and upgrade or maybe downsize, but they're too scared to go to market because they don't want to sell and have nothing to move into. So what they're doing is they're looking at houses and then putting in offers where they're subject to the sale of their house. That actually, Fairsy, puts them as the weakest buyer in the market.
Okay.
Because an owner of a house would rather sell to someone that's obviously a cash buyer or subject to finance with confidence knowing that finance will be approved. I would recommend that you go to market. Have faith in the fact that as a seller, you have the strongest stance in that position. You can set your settlement terms.
Well, Tanya Clark from Roberts Real Estate, thank you so much for popping in. Of course, if you do want to find out more about becoming a local expert, you can contact one of our wonderful sales managers here, or you can check out more on our websites, lafm or 7sd.com.au. Tanya, thanks for popping in.
Appreciate it, Fairsy. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.